I remember a great clip with Mike Tyson. He has all of his belts laid out in front of him, and he's like, "What is this? What is this shit? What does this mean anymore?" And I think that's also important to put things into perspective. You know, your goal now, when you reach it, you might not feel amazing about it. You might feel just sort of blah. I remember I ran a marathon. One of my goals was, I'm going to run a marathon. And I did it in 4 hours. I said to myself, "Oh, good job, Matt Lucas." I walked across the line and I said, "I'm never doing that again." And that was it. You know, I hit my goal and there wasn't some sort of glorious feeling. It was more, I accomplished this. Now what?
Yeah.
I think that's important for athletes to realize as well, especially because the sport can be pretty volatile in terms of how long you're going to be in it.
And I think that's a really good point you've made there as well, that the mental attributes that I guess you build by doing the physical training, whatever you're doing, that stuff, that self-belief that you can actually work at something long enough to achieve it, whether that's a goal like I continue with, or whether it's like I've achieved that, I moved on to something else, it's a transferable skill and a belief in yourself that you can take into whatever else you choose to do. And I'm you're a really great example of that, all these different things you've done.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I've been very, very lucky, I think, to have a lot of these opportunities. At the same time, I've put myself in positions to be able to maximize on things and to, you know, there's a compounding effect to things. So my skill in photography, my skill in writing, plus my knowledge of Muay Thai, it makes me a very good asset. Then I put, you know, the knowledge of cornering, the knowledge of management, being able to do public speaking, and each skill compounds on each other and develops me in the same way you might talk about an athlete. You know, an athlete, a fighter that can jab. Oh, good. You can jab. Okay. Now you can cross. Okay. That makes your jab more valuable. And it makes your cross more valuable because now you can one, two. Oh, you can knee. Okay, you can knee from different distances. Okay, now you're dangerous. You're a weapon.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit heatrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.